Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Mem Hey. We are up to Sif Yud Ches. We are in the third to last line of page Kuf Tzadi Tes. We're about to turn on to page 398. So Mechaber says in Sif Yud Ches, Geder Karmelis, the general din of a Karmelis, Shelo yehe pachos me'arbo al arbo, a Karmelis can never be less than four tfachim by four tfachim, ve'ena tofeses elo arasara, and it only grabs on to an area of 10 tfachim high, which means from the Karmelis and up, only 10 tfachim will have a din of a Karmelis. Ulamalo me'asara have a makom ptur. Above 10 tfachim from a Karmelis will be a makom ptur. V'yamim u'necholim, when it comes to seas and other bodies of water, mimayo mashchinon, we measure the 10 tfachim for the height of the Karmelis from the water, not from the ground below the water. Hilkach, therefore, hanotel mehem mi'al pnei hamayim, one who takes water from this body of water, so arasara ba'avir have a Karmelis, up to 10 tfachim above the water, it will be considered a Karmelis. L'malo me'asara ba'avir have a makom tur. More than 10 tfachim above the water level, that will already be a makom tur. The Rama says, Bor ha'omed b'karmelis, a pit that is inside a Karmelis, afilu amok me'a ama have a Karmelis, even if it is 100 amos deep, it still has a din of a Karmelis. Elim kenu rochav arbo al arbo, unless of course it has four tfachim by four tfachim, then it will be a rishus hayachid. De'ein makom ptur b'karmelis k'moshen is bar b'samuch, because there is no din of a makom ptur in a Karmelis, as we'll see more about in Sif Yud Tes. So again, the Rama tells us a bore that is inside a Karmelis, even though it's very deep, if it is less than 4 by 4 tfachim, and it normally had a din of a malkum p'tur, here it does not get a din of a malkum p'tur, it gets a din of a Karmelis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan ayin bay is geder Karmelis, rotzalomer klal din Karmelis. The general rule about a Karmelis is two things the Mechaber tells us. Number one, it should not be any less than 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, and number two, it only grabs on to a height of 10 tfachim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan ayin gimel, Da akilu ba mikulei rishus harabim umikulei rishus hayachid. We give it a leniency of both a rishus harabim and a rishus hayachid. Mikulei rishus harabim, the leniency that a Karmelis gets of a rishus harabim is the eino tofeses elo arasar tfachim. That just like a rishus harabim only goes up to 10 tfachim, so to a Karmelis, lakula only goes up to 10 tfachim, and then it becomes a makom ptur. Ukidul el b'sif yud beis, like we saw earlier in Sif Yud Beis. Velo have k'rishus hayochid the ula al rakia, and it's not like a rishus hayochid that rishus goes all the way up to the sky kedil el b'sif hay. So in that way, we have a leniency of a Karmelis being like a rishus rabbim that only goes up 10 tfachim. Umekulei rishus hayochid, a Karmelis also takes on a kula of a rishus hayochid. To lo yehe pachos me'arba tfachim al arba tfachim, it cannot be less than 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim to be a Karmelis. Ukedul el b'sif beiz, dim ha'omud machzik pachos meza have a makom ptur. If it's less than 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, then instead of being a Karmelis, it will be a makom ptur. Ukedul akamei b'sif yutes, like we'll see soon in Sif Yutes. Sifkotan ayin dalad. We said, again, a rishus of a Karmelis only goes up to 10 tfachim. Above that, it's a makom ptur. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tzalomar, she'im ha'omud haya rochav arbo al arbo'a. If there was a pillar that was 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, upachos me'asara begova, and it was less than 10 tfachim in height, she'yesh olav din Karmelis, in which case that omud has the exact dimensions of a Karmelis, V'kolat min ha'avir sha'olov l'mala me'asara, and one took something from the airspace above 10 tfachim above it, mutter lahotzi l'rishus harabim o l'rishus hayachid. Since you're taking the item from a makom ptur, you can then take it out to either a rishus harabim or a rishus hayachid. The harei kolat min makom ptur, because you grab the item from the makom ptur. V'chein yinnaatz kona b'rosh ha'amud, and so too if you stuck in a reed on top of this amud, Va'ideze nasa gavol l'mala me'asara, and through that reed it becomes an area above 10 tfachim, have a nami makom ptur, that also will be a makom ptur, umutr likach mirishas harabim, umirishas hayachid, ulaniachalov, and you would be allowed to take from the rishas harabim or the rishas hayachid and place it on that kone. Again, we did discuss in last night's shiur that it's a machlokas, whether these 10 tefachim is counted from the floor of the karmelis, which would be the amud in this case, or from the ground below it. That was a machlokas we discussed yesterday. That's very applicable to what we're discussing over here as well. Sefkatan ayin hey, we set a body of water, we measure the 10 tefachim above the karmelis from the top of the water and not from the ground below. Mimayo mashchina, ratzaloma she'ein modidin ha'asara tefachim mikarkoes hayom. We do not measure the 10 tefachim from the ground of under the water, elo misras ha'mayim ulamala, but rather from the water level, from the edge of the water and above. Sivkotan ayin vov. We said, therefore, one who takes from on the face of the water, ara sora ba'avyave karmelis, va'osru ataltulon shom arba amos, and you're not allowed to move them over there for amos, v'chein lohotzion mishom l'rashus ha'yochid u'l'rashus ha'rabim, you also can't take water from there to a rashus ha'yochid or a rashus ha'rabim. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitras of Katan Ayin Zayin. The Mechaber then said that if it's from above 10 tefachim in the avir, it would be a makom tur. Rotzalomer means to say, shem rotzal ataltul ha'mayim shenotom e'al p'nei ha'mayim. If one wants to move the water that he took from the top of the water, u'l'holicho arba amos, and he wants to carry it for amos, ba'avir l'malo me'asara, in the airspace above 10, above the water, mutter, that's permissible, that rehu molech b'makom tur, because then he's carrying the water in a makom tur. Then we get to the Ramah. The Ramah is discussing an amud that is in a karmelis. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sefkat and Ayin Ches, a boar that's omei b'karmelis, de'ilu haya omei b'rishas harabim, if the boar would be in a rishas harabim, haya nechshav makom tur, then with these dimensions of less than 4x4 tefachim, it would be makom tur. Kishein bo arba al arba ukidol kamei v'sif yotes, like we'll see shortly in sif yotes. But here we're saying that since it is in a karmelis, even if it is 100 amos deep, it will still get it in of a karmelis. If katan ayin tes, Rotzalomer means to say, v'gam rochel pochos mi'arba l'arba, it's 100 amos deep, but it's less than 4x4 tefachim, therefore it would normally have a din of a makom tur, but over here in a karmelis it gets a din of a karmelis. V'atam, the reason is, mishum dehu batel l'gabi ha'karmelis shu omid bo, we view this pit as if it is batel to the karmelis that it is in. U'kidol kamei ba'agob b'deah harishona, like we'll see shortly, in Sif Yotes, in the Ramah, in the first shita. That which we hold the rules of the karmelis is it should not be less than a fourth tefachim by a fourth tefachim. Al korachach ayri ledas hagazu. You have to say, according to this sheet in the Ramah, heicha de ha'omud omei b'rishas harabim. It's talking about a case where the omud is going to be in rishas harabim. The ilu haya omud b'karmelis, because if it was in a karmelis, afilu pachos me'arba al arba'a, even if it was less than 4x4 tefachim, gam kein shem karmelis alei, it would still have a shem karmelis. The matzah min esmino ubatal agabei, because we say matzah min esmino and it is batal to it, like we will see shortly. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitras of Katan Pei, Elohim kenu rochav arba l'arba. We said the pit in the karmelis has a din of a karmelis, even if it's 100 amos deep, if it's less than 4x4. But if it is 4x4, then it will be a rosh hayachid. Says the Mishnah Berurah, does have a rosh hayachid. If it's 100 amos deep and it's 4x4 tefachim, then even in a karmelis, this pit would be a rosh hayachid. When we say it's bottled to the karmelis and it becomes a karmelis, that's when it has the dimensions to really be a makom tur. It's 100 amos deep, but it's less than 4x4 tefachim. It would normally be a makom tur, but since it's in a karmelis, it's considered a bottle to the karmelis, matzah min esmino, and therefore the pit will get a din of a karmelis. Says the Mechaber Vayitras Sif Yotes, makom petur hu makom she'en bo arba'a al arba'a. A makom petur is an area that has less than the dimensions of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, the gavoa mishlosho v'mala ad l'rakia, and the height could be from 3 tefachim and upward till the shemayim. O charet she'en bo arba al arba, or it could be a ditch that's less than 4x4 tefachim, v'amok yosa mishlosha, and it could be deep more than 3 tefachim. V'chein ha'mechitzos agvo shlosha ulamala, so too if you have an area surrounded by walls, and the walls are 3 tefachim or more, v'ein b'neim arba al arba, and there's not between them 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, all these cases will get it in a makom tur. Basically, anything that is less than 4x4 will be a makom tur. The Ramah says, v'chol zeh dafko b'omei b'rishas harabim. This is all true when the Makom Ptur is located in a Rishus HaRabim, then it gets the dinim of a Makom Ptur. Aval beKarmelis, but if the Makom Ptur is located in a Karmelis, Amrinan Motzah Minas Mino. Then we say, one type found a similar type, Vineyor, and it reawakened it, Vidino KaKarmelis. In that case, like we said before, in Sifyur Ches, then the Makom Ptur takes on the din of a Karmelis, since it is in a Karmelis, and we'll see in a Mishabura why that's considered Matzah Minas Mino, but a Makom Ptur in a Karmelis gets a din of the Karmelis. That is Shita number one in the Ramah. V'yesh cholkim v'omrim, there are those who argue and say, de'ein chiluk b'ein Rishus HaRab and the Karmelis, there's absolutely no chiluk between Rishus HaRab and the Karmelis. The same way, if it has the dimensions of a Makom Ptur in a Rishus HaRabim, it has a din of a Makom Ptur. So too, if it has the dimensions of a Makom Ptur in a Karmelis, it also gets the dinim of a Makom Ptur. Avalim omid b'Rishus HaYachid. But if an area with the dimensions of a Makom Ptur is found inside a Rishus HaYachid, l'kul yalma dino k'mo Rishus HaYachid, there everyone would agree that this Makom Ptur gets the dinim of the Rishus HaYachid that it is in. Says the Mishabura of Kodim Pei Aleph, She'en bo arba'a. She'en bo arba'a tfachim rochav. It doesn't have four tfachim in width. Afilu hu aruch elef amo. Even if lengthwise it's 1,000 amos, if it's not four tfachim widthwise, that will be a makom tur. To meruba arba'a tfachim al arba'a tfachim ba'inam. To be any other rishus, a rishus hayachid, or to be a karmelis, you have to have four tfachim by four tfachim. So if you have 100 amos by less than four tfachim, that will be a makom tur. Sifkatan pebeis, vigavoa mishlosha v'mala. It has to be three tfachim and above. The pachos mishlosha, less than three tfachim, batel lagabe karka. Then, like we see many times, it would already be batel to the ground, and it would not get a din of a makom tur. It would get a din of the Rosh Hashanah that it's in, ukidl el b'sif yud, like we saw earlier in sif yud. When it came to the charetz, we said that a makom tur is going to be a charetz that's less than four by four tfachim, v'amok yoser mishlosha, and it's deeper than three. Zakta mishaburas, if katan pegimel tell us over, that lashon is a mistake. V'tzarech lomer v'amok shlosha v'yoser. It doesn't have to be like the word sound in the mechaber that it's deeper than three. It means to say that it's three or more deep. Even three deep would already be makom tur. To be bottled to the karka that it's next to would have to be less than three. Sifkatan peidalad ve'ein b'neim arba, it has to be less than four before tvachim. Miloshon zemashma de'ein ovei amachitzas misarif la'arba. From this language, it is clear mashma that it says ein b'neim arba, that you have to have in the airspace between the walls an area of four tvachim by four tvachim. Ve'ayin le'el b'sifkatan gimel mashakasadnu shom. We discussed this in great detail way back in the beginning of the Siman of Katan Gimel, that for the area in between to get the din of a Rishus HaYachid, it has to be that in that airspace there's going to be the dimensions of four tefachim by four tefachim, not counting the thickness of the walls. Sifkatan Behe is going on the Ramah, Shita number one, that this whole discussion of a Makom Ptur is dafka in a Rishus HaRabim. Pirish, kol hatziyurim hamuvurim b'siv zeh, all the scenarios and the pictures that are drawn up in the sif, de be'in bo arba al arba have a makom tur, that when it's less than four tvachim by four tvachim, it's a makom tur, dafka ba'omid b'rishus harabim, dafka when this area is inside a rishus harabim, ava ba'omid b'karmelis, but if this less than four by four area is inside a karmelis, anfal gav de lo have arba, have a karmelis, even though it doesn't have the normal dimensions of a karmelis, it's not four tvachim by four tvachim, it still gets a din of a karmelis, the matzah minas mino. We say one type found its same type. What does that mean? Hainu hamakom ptur matzah sa karmelis shehimino. The makom ptur has found the karmelis, which is the same min as the makom ptur. Shu gam kein makom ptur min haTorah. A karmelis, which is not a rishus hayachid and not a rishus rabin, midaraisa is a makom ptur. And the meila, when the makom ptur, that's even the rabbanon makom ptur, is located in the karmelis, which daraisa is a makom ptur, we say matzah minas mino v'nir, and it makes them both a din karmelis. Neyor reawakens v'neschazik al yidei mino, and it is strengthened through its min lehitzdareif imo, to join together with it v'lios kamo, to be like it. And therefore the first shita holds that if you have the dimensions of a makom tur in a karmelis, which is also a makom tur midaraisa, so the makom tur is considered to have found its min in the karmelis, and it becomes batel to the karmelis, and it's also a karmelis. Sifkatan peivav. Continue on with this Vershita, it has a din of a Carmelis, Uba Omur Umechitza Sanal. When it comes to the pillar, or the case of the walls, that was mentioned in the Mechaber, Lo Havei Ke Carmelis, Ela Arasar Tvachim. It will only be a din of a Carmelis up until 10 Tvachim, Ava Bukharitz, but when it comes to the case we had before of the ditch, Afilu Omok Meya Amma, even if it is 100 Amos deep, it will still get a din of a Carmelis, the Kanal Bahagob is Sif Yud Ches, like the Rama told us earlier, in Sif Yud Ches. The Yesh Cholkim argued and said there's absolutely no chilek between Rosh Hashanah and the Carmelis. Any Makom Ptur that's found in either one will get the din of a Makom Ptur. The only exception is if it is located inside a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, then the Ramah said, according to everyone, this Makom Ptur dimensions would get the din of a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. It says the Mishnah Berurah Sekanah Peizayim, Shekol Davar Shehu Besoch Rosh Hashanah Yochid Hu Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Anything that is inside a Rosh Hashanah Yochid gets a din of Rosh Hashanah Yochid Ben Gavoah Ben Amoch, whether it's high or whether it's low, bein rochav, bein katzer, whether it's wide, whether it's narrow, they all get the din of the area they're in of Rosh Sayachid. The ayin ba'achronim shemetzadin lahoros kadeya harishona v'ayin be'alocha, look in the achronim where they lean to paskin, like the farshita, that again, a makom ptur will be bottled to a carmelis, and the whole din of a makom ptur is dafka in a Rishus HaRabim. That concludes Simen Shin Mem Hei. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin Simen Shin Mem Vav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.